The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says Tehran is not seeking nuclear weapons. Ayatollah Khamenei says peaceful nuclear energy is intertwined with Iran's national interests. The leader made the comments as he addressed a group of Iranian nuclear scientists. In Afghanistan, at least 9 people have been killed and many more wounded on the second day of protests against the burning of the Holy Quran by U.S. forces. Protests erupted on Tuesday after news spread that American troops had burned copies of the Holy Quran at Bagram Air Base. In Syria, a law enforcement officer has been killed and 3 others have been injured in an explosion on a highway to the city of Homs. Also, 2 foreign journalists, an American and a French, were killed during the shelling of a makeshift media center in the western city. Israel has approved the construction of 500 new settler units in the occupied West Bank. Tel Aviv also plans to legalize more than 200 other units, which were built without a permit. Palestinian negotiator Saab Erekat says by choosing settlements over peace, Israel destroys any chance of a two-state solution. Calls continue for the trial of outgoing Yemeni ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh over his brutal crackdown on anti-regime protests during the country's revolution. People demonstrated in the southern city of Taiz to demand Saleh's a trial for the killing of a large number of people. Also, the International Federation for Human Rights has urged the U.S. to probe the deadly suppression. At least 40 people have been killed and more than 500 injured in a train accident in the Argentine capital, Buenos Aires. Many of those hurt suffered fractures and other serious injuries when the crowded passenger train derailed. Dozens of commuters are still trapped in the wreckage. The ratings agency Fitch has further downgraded Greece by 2 notches to C from its triple C rating. The agency says a default is highly likely in the near future. Athens is struggling to adopt a series of emergency laws on debt swap and budget cuts amid a worsening debt crisis. And nationwide protests have been called against police brutality in Spain. Demonstrations come one day after clashes erupted between police and high school students protesting against government education cuts in Valencia. Several people were arrested in the riots.